Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In an age of CrossFit, Fitbit, Fitness First, and Fit and Fast, for those of you into such things, you might be encouraged that in today's optional memorial of the martyr Saint Sebastian, we celebrate the patron saint of athletes. Now, Saint Sebastian was a Christian martyr in the 3rd century, and he was a praetorian, meaning that he was an elite Roman soldier and therefore the emperor's bodyguard. When Emperor Diocletian began the persecution of the church, Sebastian would visit the Christians in prison. So the emperor had Sebastian killed. But it wasn't as simple as that, because they took him back to camp and shot him with arrows, and everyone thought Sebastian was dead. But when a Christian woman came to retrieve the body, he found that he was still alive, and after recovering some strength, confronted the emperor again and said, "The Lord kept me alive so I could return and rebuke you for treating the servants of Christ so cruelly." Afterward, he was eventually and definitively martyred, and throughout the centuries, he is often depicted in art as a young athletic man who is also pierced with arrows. Now, of course, sports and athletics are a noble and often virtuous aspect of life which showcases the magnanimity of humanity. And when undertaken with the right spirit and morality, we can compete virtuously, where although someone may be my opponent, he is not my enemy. State against state, mate against mate. All of this is bound up with the great Christian sport that we're all training for, the race to heaven. As St. Paul says at the end of his life, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.